Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:05 and it is day 11 in the 12 days of holiday. That's right. Tomorrow is the last day.
Oh.
Oh. I've heard this. Mm-hmm. What is this?
It's just a rockin' remix of 12 Days of Holiday.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. That's nice. All right, 12 Days of Holiday, day 11. Here we go. Call number 97-800-400-3697. If you're calling number 97, you instantly win a $250 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card. You can splurge on yourself at Burke Williams Day Spa and the Nordstrom Spa and use the Ask NL free text line direct to the concierge team for your questions answered on the spot. 12 Days of Christmas continue through tomorrow here on the I meant to say holiday. 12 Days of Holiday. Oh. Edit that out. Take that out in post. So call now, 800-400-3697, and you get $250 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center.
Lucky.
All right. I want to talk about Survivor. Surprise.
Okay.
Surprise, everyone. I want to talk about Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny, I had totally forgotten about this until I read this story this morning. Had to be almost a year ago. I don't know when they shot this episode, this series that's currently airing, but the finale's tomorrow night. 3 effing hours of it.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that.
It came to our attention that 2 of the cast members had not only developed a relationship, but were posting on social media about it, violating their non-disclosure. And those 2 people were Alec and Kara.
I don't know which ones those are.
Alec is the one who was the original person to flip on the Goliath team. Good looking dude, kind of like curly hair, you know, just good looking.
Yes, okay.
All American.
Yeah,
dude.
I got it.
He's been off for a while. I don't even think he's part of the
he's on the jury.
And then Kara is the good looking chick with the blonde hair, long, but her hair is just getting better as it gets like more wild in the in the jungle.
Is she the one that was kind of with the cop too?
Yeah, with Dan.
So she was with the cop kinda.
Yeah.
And then switched over to this other dude.
Apparently not while he was on the show. It happened. You know, I'm sure they all have each other's text numbers.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
after the fact they got
after
together.
After the fact they got together. Yeah, these are the pictures that they posted on social media. It's funny now because I look at them and they do look like utter douchebags. but now that I know them from the show.
Yeah.
I don't see Kara in that picture. I mean, I see the blonde hair, but that doesn't even look like her face really, does it?
Well, she's, you know,
doing a weird smirk.
She is doing a weird smirk.
But all right,
go on. They're so cool. And I remember seeing them months ago or whenever it was that we originally saw them. And he got banned from the... I don't think she did because it was on his social media.
Yeah.
But he's banned from the...
Finale.
The thing is, there might be a loophole here. So this is going to be... This is kind of a spoiler. It's not about who won, but it's something that's going to happen on the finale.
Okay, so spoiler alert, everyone.
Spoiler alert.
For Survivor fans.
Right. For the finale tomorrow night. But this doesn't give away who's winning or anything like that. But it might be, and listen, I'm totally speculating at this point, but this might be like the loophole that they need in order to let Alec back on the show. Because the thing is, he was a good character on the show. This is a good cast. Just like it always is. You wind up liking these people or hating them, however, depending on how they've cast the thing. So now, knowing them, I definitely would like to see him on the finale, and this might be the way that he comes back on. There is a rumored proposal that's going to be happening on the show, on the finale.
Why do people have to do it on TV?
Because that's where they're famous. They're saying that the staff was instructed to make last-minute accommodations for the three-hour finale, part of which is live, the other is pre-taped from Fiji, in anticipation of someone getting on bended knee in front of the live studio audience. So clearly this is not a surprise to whoever's getting proposed to either. Although this is in TMZ, so I don't really know how much of this is real. Mm-hmm. It's unclear who's proposing, but they're saying that Survivor staff members are guessing that it could be Nick, who has a long-term girlfriend, and he's currently in the final six. And people think he might.
Oh, he's the lawyer.
Yeah, he's the one you think might win.
Well, actually, I've switched my. I've changed
who do you
my mind. I think
now?
Davey looks good for it.
Yeah, Davey does look good. He's been very impressive the last few episodes. And then they're saying it's the potential of the two cast members turned lovers, Alec and Kara, who hooked up after the show and broke their non-disclosure agreements in the process. So he was banned from attending the finale, but there's speculation that this might be the way that they're able to bring him back on.
I wouldn't have put those two together.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, then you see them together in real life, and it's like, oh, they're both douches.
So yeah.
It actually kind of works.
I guess so, but but she seems... I feel like she's too good for him.
Oh.
Like I see him as being that, you know, he's like, I think on his thing it says bartender, you know.
What's her thing?
I don't know, but I just.
Kara's?
Yeah, what's Kara's
She's
thing?
A realtor from San Diego. She's 30 years old.
Oh, where does he live?
She's 30?
He lives in San Clemente.
Oh, so they live right next door to each other.
He's a bartender and he is 24 years old.
Oh, boy.
He's 20. See, that's what I'm saying.
Both of them list their pet peeves as bad drivers. One of the things. But it's
but
funny,
you know,
the first thing.
That first impression you get, there were women that I've dated where I went, that girl would never hang out with me. And then the next thing you know, they're like, what's up? And I'm all, oh my God.
This must be my lucky day.
I would never in a million years.
Her claim to fame is making Charger girls. Is that the Chargers cheerleaders?
Oh, yeah.
Was she a former Charger girl and now
she
she's like a trainer?
I was rookie of the year, MVP in 2014, and a captain for 2 years.
Charger girls are some of the best girls. Mm.
Are they?
I was friends with one.
So I wonder if she's going to move to LA now because that's where they are.
Right. Oh. Well, maybe that's a job that doesn't really pay. As you well know, it's made the news. So I don't know if you keep that job if you've got to commute for it.
I'm a real estate agent. I'm just going to go ahead and stick with that.
As a Charger girl.
Yes! She's awesome.
She looks good?
Oh, yeah, God,
she does.
Yes.
She looks really good. I'm sure could we have any action shots of her? Oh,
she's fantastic.
Look, anybody in a cheerleader outfit, it's a good look. If you can pull it off.
What have I told you about cheerleaders?
They're the best people?
They are the best people.
Is that what I said?
Well, they're so fun,
All right, yeah. I mean, what's more fun than someone like cheerleading you?
They like sports.
Yeah.
They're good dancers. Mm-hmm. They like to party.
Sure.
Usually take them to a club.
Fit little rig.
They hit the dance floor. They hit the dance floor before you even ask.
Get
they're out
drinks.
There.
I'm going to go dance.
Yep. Good
name
times.
Their puppies Butter.
Oh yeah. Boy, that's funny. We remember what she named her puppy, but I couldn't name her name.
Nope.
That was just the best dancer ever. And you didn't pick her.
That's right.
Rolling Stone released its list of the 50 best albums of 2018. I have the top 11 here.
Okay.
So, Rolling Stone. Look, we've all...
So, can we guess?
Still trying to find action shots.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
A way to do that research. Oh, there she is.
Yeah. This is her, and she's doing some tutorial on what she does.
Oh, yeah. She's... Well,
and she's not wearing very much.
Listen, I'll tell you something. She's not the best dancer, but she does look really happy to be there.
Yep.
And she's definitely having fun.
Yeah.
In my free time, I like.
Look at her go, though. Charger girl, Survivor.
Yeah.
She loves real estate.
I love real estate.
Yeah, I know. You're into her.
Yeah. Oh, good for her. Her hair is just getting magical on that show. It's looking great. It's like a lion's mane. Beautiful. Okay, so now we're moving on, right? To the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones.
That's trying to do more research.
I no, can. It's okay.
Best albums of the year.
Best albums of the year. These are Rolling Stones picks. This is just an opinion piece, and I guess, I don't know, they polled everyone at Rolling Stone. And look, Rolling Stone, yeah, I respect them. They've been
too.
Around forever, and you know, you're actually a pretty avid reader of Rolling Stones.
I read as much music news as I can find. I wish there was more.
Yes, Hooman, you may guess.
The one that comes to mind, I don't even know if it came out this year, was Taylor Swift, but that might have been last year.
Well, she's not in the top 11.
All right.
They pushed it to 11. They actually make a joke here. They say, we gave you number 11, so your grandparents will be interested in this list. Because number 11 is Egypt Station from Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
How did I know this is what he was going to play?
This is what's on the album.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Anyway, that's what that sounds like. He's coming. I can't believe he's coming, too.
I know.
This summer.
What about the other band? They come in any time? That's a pretty good song.
What's that?
Egypt. Yeah, Egypt. Egypt.
Oh, no, they didn't release an album this year.
Okay.
So they're not on the best albums of the year.
All right.
At number 10, they have Drake, Scorpion.
Yeah.
Number 9
well,
is someone
right?
called Kurt Vile.
Kurt Vile's cool. Like a blues guitar player.
Oh, you
but
know
all,
this
like
guy?
He's all alternative bluesy guitar player guy. He's cool.
Well, they like him. And it's called...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Is this Kurt Vile?
No, this is Drake. You skipped him. Yeah, I was just trying
I
to...
I didn't want to... I moved on to Kurt Vile
now. Yeah, I was even...
Now.
I'm like, this is I Michael don't hear any guitar
well, this is
at
Michael
all.
Jackson. It's not, you know...
Yeah. Number 9 is Kurt Vile.
All right.
Bottle It In. It's very stream of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Can get to the part where he rips it up on the guitar.
Oh,
does he
I don't know
one?
If I have that. I just, not really. Mm. No, I don't. It's just all
well, there
lyrics.
You go. That Rolling Stone likes song. This record ninth most.
I only pulled a minute and a half of it and
that's fine.
Didn't realize you wanted that part. Sorry about that.
It's fine. At number 8 is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star Is Born.
Oh boy.
Soundtrack.
Oh boy.
Sha la 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 lo. Sha la 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 lo. From the Shalona. Here he comes, everybody. The sha-la-la-la-la-lo. I call from the shallow now. That was number 8 on their pick. At number 7 is Pusha T, Daytona.
Oh.
And number 6 is Travis Scott, Astroworld. Sha-la-la-la-lo. Okay.
People are going crazy over him, though.
I know.
Yeah, he's top in the charts.
I get it.
He was in
town. I mean, I don't get it, but I get that I don't get it.
I think part of the supposed added bonus is that maybe Kylie might be at one of the shows, too.
Oh.
You know.
They want to catch a glimpse
people
of Kylie.
People always speculate that, oh, if he's in town, maybe she's in town.
Yeah. Well, we have read that she's going to see him as much as possible. Like, they've got a whole... They do 2 suites so that... She's got room for her clothes and
maybe
her baby.
Maybe that's why he's selling out.
Maybe. Or maybe he's...
Maybe
you know,
his music's maybe, just amazing. Right.
It's just amazing. And we just don't get it. I don't get it. You probably get it. You're closer to getting it than I am. That's for sure.
Oh, my son's closer than I am.
Your 18-year-old son? What does he think?
He's all about it.
Really?
He went to that concert on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my nephew.
And was Kylie there?
I didn't ask him that question because, you know, I didn't think about it after that the next morning.
Ariana Grande comes in at number 5 on the Rolling Stone list of their best albums of the year, Sweetener. I do like this video. It's all like Georgia O'Keeffe paintings. It's just all lady areas.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
I never I never circled back to look at that.
Yeah, you should look at
all
it.
Right.
It's all just like, you know, gigantic pairs of legs being spread. Just,
right.
And there she is in the middle.
What is better looking than that?
Here it is, Vin.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, there she is inside of a Georgia O'Keeffe right
mm-hmm.
there.
I'll jump ahead a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's find the one where the big legs are happening.
That looks...
There she is giving birth to the world.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the way she was playing with that tornado was suggestive.
Yeah. Anyway.
I like it.
And they liked it too over at Rolling Stone. They made it their number five for the year. Pistol Annie's Interstate Gospel is what they've chosen for number four. Let's hear what this sounds like. That's fun.
That is fun.
So that's their number four pick over at Rolling Stone.
Man, they're not hitting any of the albums I would have put on there.
Do you know
all.
Who the Pistol Annies are?
No.
Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley.
Oh.
Cool.
Huh. Just a, like, is that like a super group for country? I don't know.
I would think so, yeah. And I would assume that this song is about Blake, right? Straight up.
I guess she said he got along with the whores, though. I mean, was he out whoring? I don't know. That was one of the lines. I'm getting my name changed by...
Maybe she's calling What's Your Name a whore.
Maybe. That seems mean. That girl's really nice. Camila Cabello. Her album, Camila.
You know what? It's pretty good.
Is number three.
So, I got it.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I got it for my daughter, but I got it. It's not bad.
At number two, they've got that Casey... This album's everywhere. Casey Musgraves is number two, Golden Hour. And their number one pick for the best album of 2018 at Rolling Stone, they have chosen Cardi B.
Wow.
Invasion of Privacy. I'd love to hear Cardi in this.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You know.
It is a Cardi B record.
I mean, pick a Cardi B song.
You know, it's, the funny thing is, like, I pull a minute and a half sample, and all they give me is everybody else. That's
it's a downside to having all these guest spots.
I know. It's maybe you could hear 90% of the record and never hear Cardi B.
Right.
Here's her with her husband or ex-husband.
Well, they're still married right now. She's insisting that that wasn't a publicity stunt, by the way.
I don't believe that.
On and on about it. Again, this is with the no Cardi B.
This is also on the same record, though. Yeah. Invasion of Privacy. Oh, there she is. Hold up. So this is the Rolling Stones list of the best albums, right?
Yeah.
I think we covered the Rolling Stones list of the best movies of 2018, and Roma was at the top of that one.
Oh, so we don't like their pick so far.
I don't know. Yeah. Roma. Number two was Star Wars Born.
I think tomorrow we might do... Tomorrow or Thursday we'll do their pick for the best songs. They did an individual list, and if we get to it, we'll see.
I like it.
I want to leave you with this for the 7 o'clock trash. Carlos Santana is giving online guitar lessons.
I saw.
I know, it's big. So the program's $180 per year. So this is a masterclass thing. And this is he's not the only guy on there. There's lots of big names, you know, people who are masters in their field. And you subscribe for $180 a year, which is like the cheapest college you ever went to. And 71-year-old Carlos Santana is going to be offering online guitar lessons through masterclass.
So you can even pay less than the 180 if you just want Carlos.
Okay.
Like, I think 180 is the whole year, and you get all of the teachers that they offer.
Oh, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
They don't break it down here, so that's very possible.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was like you could pay a price to just get the one thing, or you could get the whole year, which is what it sounds like there for 180.
He says, my intentions, motives, and purpose with this online class are to help ignite a new wave of creative spirit around the world and inspire you to create music and carry yourself on and off stage the same way we try to navigate life with passion and joy. In the class, you'll learn about the influences as well as the musical and spiritual moments in my life that have shaped my playing, songs, and heart throughout my career.
I might do it.
It's 13 lessons, exclusive access to videos, materials, and Mr. Santana as your very own professor.
The problem with it is some people who are... Actually, often people who are really good at stuff are not great teachers.
Mm. Well, I guess
they know what they know.
Sign up to find out.
But how to explain it to you?
Yeah, I wonder too if it's, I mean, is he going to not start with beginners?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm sure that's a tough one because really any level of guitar play, including zero, could sign up for this. He may assume that maybe there's prerequisites that you have to take, you know, guitar one.
Right.
But anyway, that's available. It's a masterclass. That's all one word. And it's a, you know, it's like a online college taught by the very best in each profession. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Astronomy.
Oh.
Comes up in the news. Drinking till 4 in the morning comes up in the news. Oh. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 on Tuesday morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock, a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco, February 19th at the Oracle Arena.
Make sure and get the song she wants, Brian.
Yeah, I want that one, the goddamn song.
I got it. Yeah, the goddamn song. You got
it. That's what I want. So 8 o'clock, be here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Bay Club rules.
Yeah.
Have fun. Enjoy it. You really will. All right. Here's some weather for you.
Okay.
We've got some sunshine today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rain coming for Christmas, though, and snow in Tahoe on the 21st, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th.
That is great news.
Nice. Snow in Tahoe for 6 days.
That is great.
How stoked are you?
So stoked. I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up. But
why?
I looked it up. You know, it's got to be cold enough.
This thing says.
I believe it. I'm going to have fun no matter what. Oh my God, I can't wait. I skied in 2 years. I cannot wait.
And it's going to snow the whole time.
I love skiing in the snow.
It's going to be incredible.
So fun. Like when you're on the lift and you just like have snow all over you.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And the snow up there is like little bits of styrofoam. It's like so light. And
It's so fluffy. It just slides down your pants. Mm. Slides right off you.
Yeah. It's like someone put talcum powder and you just shake it off.
Oh, don't put talcum powder on you.
No.
I hear that stuff's got asbestos in it.
Oh, that's no good.
I know. Mm. Anyway. I mean, I heard that. I don't know if it's true. I should say that. That's a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't want the talc people coming after me.
I think it was the talc itself that's the problem.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I take it all back.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, God. That didn't help.
So, for decades, asbestos lurked in baby powder.
Oh, boy, asbestos.
These stories are literally from 21 hours ago.
I know. I read it. I don't want no trouble, and
so
I don't know.
These are legit. This is Reuters,
We've
Popular
been smearing
Science.
That on our babies.
The that's Guardian.
Okay. Heavier metal down there.
Oh, God.
No, that's not heavier metal. This is real stuff, bro. Thanks.
This is real stuff, bro. Bruh.
I love you, bro.
Astronomers. Checking in.
I feel like you do these stories for me. I do them
for you specifically. Absolutely.
I love anything to do with space.
They've spotted a far out distant object in our solar system. The small pink world officially named VG18.
VG.
Is over 3.5 times more distant from us than Pluto, they say.
But it's in our solar system still. Mm-hmm. Like it's actually circling our sun.
Right.
It's amazing to think that something
so,
could
so
be
you
that
knew
far
this
away.
Story.
Well, God,
why don't you tell it to me then?
I don't know all the stuff about it. I want to hear it. But it does seem so amazing that, like, even Pluto is years away from us, and yet it's affected by our sun's gravity.
They
it's
say
amazing.
It's tough to confirm details at such a distance. The astronomers say its brightness suggests it's a spherical dwarf planet. They don't have anything that would... Like many other icy objects in far reaches of the solar system, it also looks to have a pinkish tint.
I wonder what's up with that.
I don't know.
They say it takes 1,000 years for it to go once around the sun.
Wow.
I know, it's incredible.
Pluto?
No.
No, this guy.
This one. It's
this
3.5 times further away. They call it... They're actually... The nickname for it is Far Out.
Wait a minute. That's the best name they could come up with? VG18?
No, Far Out is what they're calling it, but I'm saying it's technically named VG18. That's its deal. I like it.
I like it, too. I love hearing stuff about the space in general. I do. Did you not know that about me? No, I follow NASA and all the, you know, I'm always seeing all this stuff.
Pink planet out there.
It's exciting.
So the distance between the Earth and the sun times that by 100 times, and that's the distance from...
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Really?
That's how far away
times?
That planet is from us.
Well, what are we, 93 million miles from the sun?
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't know. So what is it, 1 billion miles? I don't know.
An effort to extend bar closing times in 9 California cities to 4 a.m. is making another comeback as state...
Oh! What do you? How do you feel about that? I think that people who live near bars are probably against this, and other people who want to be at the bars are like, no, they should never close. I need my drinks all the time.
Well, there are places where they don't close.
Oh,
where you go and get breakfast and get your first drink of the day.
Oh,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, Vegas. Nothing close.
Sure, Vegas.
I suppose there's always liquor available in Vegas.
The bill would encompass San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Sacramento, West Hollywood, Long Beach, Coachella, Cathedral City, and Palm Springs,
Coachella.
Where local officials have expressed interest in participating in this plan to get this late night extension. I don't know. I do agree with you, though. Here in the city, in San Francisco specifically, if you are looking for an apartment, many times you will find something with a number of reasons why you don't want it. It could be you're right next to the trash cans, so when the trash gets picked up at 6, 5, whatever time in the morning, that wakes you up. It could be that you've got a bar right near you.
Yep.
And you might not even realize it when you first go, this place is perfect. And then when everyone rolls out at 2 in the morning and they're peeing and yelling at each other and
sleeping on your porch.
I'll meet you over where you want to. All right, like all that stuff's going on right outside your window.
Yeah. Now it's going to happen at 4.
Right. You might almost be closer to waking up, though. Maybe that's an upside.
That's an upside. For us, it would be, I'd be like, oh, I'm already up. What do I care? Yeah. Although on the weekend, it would be annoying.
Wiener says, there isn't data that shows an increase in drunk driving.
Really?
So, well... Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There is or there isn't.
There isn't.
Well,
but that's maybe because they don't. I don't know. I don't know what they upset. Why do they want this? So people can party more? Why would you take such an interest in
that? Pay more? Some kind of taxes come along with it?
Maybe. I mean, there must be an upside. Why would someone concern themselves with this if there wasn't a real
Unless
upside
it's a small business, you know, push.
Yeah, we want to sell 2 hours more liquor.
Bartenders and bars are like... Yeah, we that's when people want to drink late at night.
Yeah.
Not at 6 p.m. They want to drink at, you know, 2 a.m.
Right. And if you're shutting them down at 1:30, doing a last call and clearing everyone out. On the other hand, like, I don't necessarily want to work until 4 in the morning, you know, if I'm a bartender. And that's just when they close the bar.
Like, everybody's got their grind.
I suppose. That is true.
I mean, we get up at 3.
Yep.
We love our jobs. We all love our jobs, right?
Yes.
And yet, I walk away from the missus at 7:30 at night. All right, have a good one. She still has a whole night ahead of her. And I'm like, bye.
Yeah. John's like, oh, it's really late, 7:30. You should go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's so annoying. I especially hate it in the summer because it's light still.
We're going to get that time change, right?
I feel like things are still happening.
They're going to lock in daylight savings time anytime now, right?
I don't know. I'm wondering if that's going to happen or not.
I think it is.
I don't know. It'll be weird because it'll still be really dark at 8 o'clock in the morning this time of year.
Google compiles all the stuff you search, as you well know.
Yeah.
A website called Satellite Internet went through the Google data to figure out the best thing people in every state disproportionately searched for Christmas last year.
Oh.
Liquor stores open near me is Colorado.
Oh, funny.
Tinder is Rhode Island.
Oh.
Last minute Christmas gift ideas is Alabama. These are things people searched in the States by a pile. Kardashian Christmas card, Wyoming.
Oh, how strange. I do like
have
to look
you seen
at their
the Kardashian
card. I haven't
Christmas?
Seen it this year.
I thought I read an article. Chris gave up on that.
Oh.
What?
I look forward to that every year.
Too.
You
can
do?
Get everybody together.
No, you
so funny. Yes, I do.
Where to buy
How
coal?
Could she not?
That's what?
Ohio.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Where to buy coal?
Where to buy coal?
Yeah, my dad used to get just buy a bag of Kingsford, you know, briquettes.
Oh, you put a briquette in your. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt that most parents are like these special moments where you go, Santa is watching.
I found an article that shows the evolution of the Kardashian Christmas cards,
okay.
And I'm going to post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Send me the link.
You got it. I'll post that on your wall, too.
Don't put it on my wall. I don't go to Facebook. Just send me the link, please. Thank you, my darling.
I'm going to take this moment to say, parents, this next story might be about 2 minutes long, and it's slightly racy.
Oh.
I'm giving you fair warning. The Western Australia Museum in Perth, Australia, has been the center of a controversy recently after they acquired a historical glory hole.
Oh.
Where? It's a wooden door with a hole cut in it.
That's a big hole.
And it was in a train station bathroom in Perth back in the 70s and 80s when being gay was illegal in the country.
Oh.
So they're calling it was illegal.
Oh. So they're calling it the first glory hole.
Well, the museum is saying they acquired the door because clearly the LGBTQI community is a very important part of Perth's society. Museums are places you can explore topics that are maybe controversial, but the kinds of places that can be explored in a responsible and measured way.
That's interesting.
Others say this object is too tacky for display.
I think it's kind of funny. You know, you think to yourself, oh, I wonder who put their thing through that. Welcome back, kids.
People against it say such an object is too tacky for display. And it represents illegal public sex.
Mm.
I think it's interesting.
I think it's really interesting. Not a lot offends me, though. I don't think we're not good barometers of, you know, what's okay in polite society.
Well, I also think maybe they need to think about who their audience is, that museum.
Yeah.
Like you and I, while we're not offended, we also aren't at the museum.
That's right, we're not.
So.
I mean, I get dragged to a museum here and there, but for the most part, you know, I'm not waking up on a Saturday morning thinking to myself, hey, what museum can I go to? Although if there was one with a glory hole, I might be like, you know what, I think I'll go to the museum today.
I think it goes back to our hours, though. Again, that's like, we go to bed so early and get up so early. Our time off is valuable. We'd be like, not unless there's a real good reason.
Yeah, I'll go to the Cal Academy. No problem. I find fun things for me there. Plus, you know, you go with your kids.
Well, that's right. You know. But you're not going to run your kids over to the glory hole.
I might. Glory days. My kids are old enough to know about that.
Are they?
Sure.
They're into it?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll ask them.
No, I don't ask any personal questions.
Okay.
I'm on a need-to-know basis. I'm the mom. I just want to think of them as being little boys still.
Here are 10 things we're most likely to run out to buy on Christmas Day.
Oh.
What's number one?
Gravy.
Has it been that long since you've had kids?
Oh.
Batteries is number one.
Oh, no.
The number one thing.
I never
thing,
have to run
batteries.
Up. John is Stock true. Boy has plenty of batteries.
Stock Boy never lets that happen.
It never happens at my house. If you need a battery, he even got those little dumb disc batteries that are, you know, for everything.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got all the batteries. We have a whole drawer filled. It's huge, filled with every kind of battery. If anyone needs batteries, please stop by my home. I will give you a battery. And then he's like particular about how we recycle them. And he's like, you know, he's a good guy, that Sean.
That guy.
Batteries, number one. Milk, bread, wine, all the usual suspects are in there. But batteries, I'm doing this story so you are reminded.
So be a stock boy at your house. And listen, if you go to Costco, they sell the huge things of batteries. That's, you know.
Get the batteries.
He goes, I think I need these. And then he doesn't realize we already have four packs of those. So there's some more.
That's on up,
we're
right.
We're never going to run out of batteries at my house.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Try not to ask any questions, Vinny.
The world's first cyber attack happened in 1988 when a student at Cornell University wrote a program to detect how many computers were connected to the internet, and he wound up clogging up the entire thing.
Oh. Huh. And they call that a cyber attack.
They call that a cyber attack.
Inadvertent, but...
Right.
Huh. I didn't even realize the internet was around in 88.
Portland, Oregon has the most strip clubs per capita in the United States, with one for every 11,300 or so residents. Tampa, Florida, second.
Hmm.
I knew that one. I lived in Oregon for a little while.
Yeah.
They're into it.
They have a lot of them.
It's rainy there. What do you want to do?
It's cozy inside.
Go look at some naked ladies.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
The average car on the road in America is 11 and a half years old. I am surprised by that.
Well... I have electric car I drive is only like 3-4 years old, but our other two cars are both 08s. And yeah, so they're 10 years old each.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sissy Spacek was her high school's homecoming queen almost a decade before she was in Carrie.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did they dump pig's blood on
her? No, they did not, but that's, there it is. Yeah. She was homecoming queen and then played one or on something TV. Like that, right? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys had to say.
All right.
When will Vinny admit that the things he doesn't know, it would make a new world?
What?
The rest of us are going, yeah, yeah, we know about bound feet. Yeah, we know about this and that and the other. Only you, Vinny, are ignorant of world facts.
Oh,
OFOC, mean it. I actually thought the feet finding thing...
Rotten.
Yeah, whatever. I thought it was, and I'm sure I'm wrong again, so this person's correct. I thought it was geishas that did that, and I thought it was Japanese.
No. It's
right. So as you started talking about Chinese people doing it, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know very little about China and its culture. Never been.
Yeah.
And I certainly never read about untying the feet to smell them. Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently
this person knew, 415 knew that, though.
Yes, and needed to rub your nose in it.
Good on you, 415. Not to one-up anyone, but I did the same thing to my husband as the last texter. Just wanted a third child. Yep, and we got identical triplet girls.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. Identical triplet girls. Life went from a delight to, holy crap, it's an S-storm in here.
What would you do, Vin?
I want to interview that person for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty if you've done that to your family unit? If you've said, I just want a girl, please let me. And he says, I'll try because I want you to be happy and I certainly don't want to.
And then you get identical girl triplets. Well, look. It's going to be exponentially harder for the first couple years.
Well,
but then
forever.
Think of the joy forever. That those little girls are going to bring to you.
Well, if
there is joy
good.
In
what
children.
What about the money?
Look, you are going to figure out a way to make it work.
Oh, my God.
You figure out
look
a way.
Sarah.
The other kids, throw them to the wolves. You got those three little triplets now. And the whole world, forget, those other kids are so screwed. Oh, God. Oh, kids, they're the best and worst thing that will ever happen to you.
510 says, I started doing drops for sleep and anxiety. Never did it either in my 20s or 30s. Helps with inflammation, too.
Oh.
Take one chocolate blueberry, cuts the edge. Easy. So this person is doing
the CBDs.
The doobie weed. Oh. Hooman, don't feel bad about it. You should get back on the stuff.
No, it didn't. It had bad side effects.
It didn't work
me.
For him.
Get back on.
He tried it.
Thanks,
I'm proud of you for trying it. Good for you.
Thanks.
Stepping into that world for a minute.
510 says, because we did the story about the college loans being forgiven if you went to certain schools.
Right.
Corinthian is the owner of Wyotech Schools.
Wyotech.
My husband was affected by it. He studied HVAC there. Yeah, I saw ads for Wyotech forever.
Wyotech.
Yeah, on TV.
Yeah, I remember those.
415 says, thank you, Betsy DeVos. Excuse me, but she was not going to cancel the debt until the protest and counseling by those who
were... Yeah, I was being ironic.
Oh,
That woman is a complete idiot.
DeVos is the worst thing to happen to the education department.
Agreed.
Thanking her is not deserved, Sarah.
Okay, sorry, my bad. I guess I didn't put the right tone in my voice. I think she's a buffoon.
Oh. I didn't get that either.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with that Miley Cyrus thing. It's another thing you're going to have to cover your children's ears for.
Oh, good.
Although, we'll get around that. I've also got the charts. So these are the album charts for the stuff that was released a week and a half ago on the Friday. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.